from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary, and hello, bakers, get set for the podcaster that is going to ramble on and on and on and then on and then on. I'm going to roll it. I'm going to pat it. I probably already said that. Yeah, I did probably the last. I'm going to roll it with an pat it with an and mark it with a put it in your ears for some lulls for you. And if that confuses you, I would, that was an accident too. Same with that one. Those were just, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, before we get moving forward here, I just want to let you know, Sleep With Me is designed to be as safe a place I can make it to put you to sleep and take your mind off of stuff. But if you need more help, there's links to organizations you could connect with right now in our show notes. And if you're in a place where you're getting the rest and you want to be a part of positive change, if you want to support the Black members of our community and say Black Lives Matter with your actions, there's links to organizations you could connect with in our show notes as well. And you can always find our sponsors that enable us to bring you this podcast free twice a week in your show notes. All that stuff you say, even if you're in bed right now, say, when your hand hits that fridge tomorrow with that coffee pot, you say, sleepwithmepodcast.com. All right, thanks. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. That's how people think I'm making it. That's how I'm able to be here free for you. So it's great. And I really appreciate it, especially the sponsors that have been with us over and over and over again, like Helix Sleep, All Form Sofa. If you support Helix or All Form, let me know. I do not want to miss thanking you because they've just been an amazing company to work with. I want to thank Miles, who got a brand new Helix sleep bed, loves the baking, Great British Baking Show. So not only does he love Helix sleep, he loves the baking show. Let Helix know about it. Let me know about it. Also want to thank Mike, who gave a shout out to Helix sleep and let Helix know about it. Let me know about it on Twitter. Thank you so much. So if you support a sponsor, go to sleepypodcast.com/sponsors. Let me know about it. Let the sponsors know about it so I can try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, like Miles and Mike. And if you got one of those All Form sofas, put it on, you know, put it on Instagram stories so I can see it, because I'm recommending it to friends and family. And it's always great to have other Instagram stories to say, here's what this color looks like. We have the fabric swatch, but you could also look at it and see it in this person's living room. So that's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you need extra resources, there's links in the show notes. Please use them. And the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is supporting the members of our community, not just saying Black Lives Matter, but you know, taking steps to do so. There's links to organizations that I've supported and that I recommend you supporting, or resources so you can make some progress, so make some internal change, so you can be part of external change. So there's links to organizations you could connect with right in the show notes. And I have links to organizations like the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum that you could support at napawf.org. You can sign up to support them on a regular basis. You can support them with a one-time donation. You can learn more, or you could take more actions right from their website. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation.
And Scooter, thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story, All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake. So it could be thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about on your mind. So thoughts, feelings, so anything you're experiencing emotionally that's coming up for you. So thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. So it could be, yeah, like anything thinking about, anything emotionally coming up for you or physically you're experiencing. Or it could be something else. I don't know. It could be anything, really. If it's keeping you awake, then it's, let's see. I mean, there are positive things that keep us awake. So I don't want to put a blanket statement out there that it's not positive or good, because there is. It's just natural. I don't know. What is, like, it's not, you could be up from FOMO, fear of missing out. But what would be the thing, because this is a positive reason you can't sleep, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but, you know, if we have good feelings about it, what's can't wait to get up to do something, missing out on sleep? I don't know. I'll come back to it, hopefully, if I remember. Can't wait to get up. So CWT, country and Western television, country, can't wait to GU. I don't know. I don't have a notebook in front of me. I may pause. But anyway, so whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to take your mind off of that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, I got a nice safe place here picked out. Oh boy. Is it, I don't know if the safe place is ripe. It depends on what you mean when you say ripe. Because if you like what association you have, you say, is it perfectly ready for you to come and rest? Yes. Is it ripe? You say, no, it smells great. If that's your ripe definition. I don't know who came up with that term, though, because you say, no, that's, you know what I mean? Like they say, oh, those, I'm trying to think of a neutral way to say it. Those socks are smelling ripe, you know, that are in the hamper. There's a word that doesn't get used as much anymore. Hamper. I wonder how the word hamper feels. It probably feels like a hamper. I think this might be the proper use of onerous. What an onerous job if you were a sentient being to be a hamper. To be a hamper. It's interesting because I've talked about Riveted or Rivethead, the book by Ben Hamper. It's probably been like 20 or 30 years since I read that book. He was in the Michael Moore documentary, Where's Roger Rat? No, where is it called? Roger Me. Where's Roger Rabbit? Let's get back to a point, though. Where was it? Oh, I'm going to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things on your mind, physical sense. Oh, no, I talked about all that already. Oh, I got a safe place set aside. Now I'm trying to remember what I was supposed to remember. That happens like every intro. Whatever, maybe I will remember it. I don't know. But so what I'm going to do is I got a safe place here. And just like I said, let's get back there. Then I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, which you've already witnessed a few, superfluous tangents. One of those may have been a superfluous tangent, but whatever's keeping you awake, I'm going to try to take your mind off of that so you could fall asleep. Yeah, I think that's it. Now, if you're new, a couple things you probably need to know right up front. If you're a regular listener, a couple of things I want you to know. So glad to see you back. You look terrific. You're getting ready to get rested there. The thing is, I see you already rested. I see in your future you getting comfortable and cozy, even cozier than you are now. Here's yet another tangent. There's a TV channel on the over-the-air thing called Cozy. I think that's the name of the channel. I don't think it has cozy type. It's COZI. I would pronounce that cozy. But I don't think it's a strictly cozy subject matter. I don't know. I'll try to check it later when I get a chance. But so, where was I? If you're new, hey, regular listeners, excuse me. Let me get to these great new listeners or potential listeners. Right, you're just testing the podcast out. That's the first thing. You know, if you're feeling skeptical or doubtful or confused, you know, about creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, that's natural. The usual piece of advice that most people that become regular listeners say is give it 2 or 3 tries. And I'm not going to ask you to be open-minded because that really feels like that would get on my nerves. If somebody said, just be open-minded, okay? About what, Cozy TV? Oh, well, I just want to see what's on there. That's open-minded. I say, what the heck they got on Cozy TV? I'm just guessing that it's reruns of some kind. So then it would depend. I don't know if I could keep it open-minded if it's some sort of rerun that I don't have any interest in, even though, but I could try if you said that, just watch it. I know you don't want to watch Big Wagons Rollin' from 1955 or whatever, but just watch one episode and then after that is, Great Danes, talking to fire hydrants or something. Is that an animated show? I don't know. It could be, but it's a classic animated show. Wait, Great Danes talk to fire hydrants. What would be the plot of an episode? Well, I don't know. You'd have to check it out and see. Okay. Well, that sounds like appointment TV to me. So if you're new, though, just kind of say, I'm not so sure about that Big Wagons Rollin'. No offense to wagon-based TV programs or those kind of things. I've just never been into them. But yeah, sure, if you want me to watch one, I'll give it a shot and see how it goes. Particularly in this case, because the podcast is more here to put you to sleep. And the reason most people say that, most listeners, it's because this podcast takes some adjusting because you say, well, you don't really watch it. So I don't watch Big Wagons Rolling. No, you just kind of there while you're, it's great for working. You put it on and, is it like Little House on the Prairie? Well, that's the best part. It's like Little House on the Prairie, but without the distracting parts that make you want to watch. You just kind of, it's mostly them rolling in wagons, and then they'll stop, and then they'll, like, boil some water or do some gathering or mending or chatting. So it's perfect for working, too. It's like a TV show. Once upon a time, it was designed to be watched. Wow, this Cozy TV is sounding cozier and cozier the more you make up stuff about it. Yeah. So that's the thing about sleeping with me. You just kind of barely pay attention. During the day, you might work to Big Wagons Rolling. At night, you could listen to Sleep With Me. So it's a podcast you don't really listen to. It also doesn't really put you to sleep, believe it or not. It's more here to keep you company while you drift off. And that's why the shows are about an hour. They just give you plenty of time. And then if you can't sleep, I'll be here to the end. I'm here to keep you company whether you're awake or asleep. I guess just like that in a TV show analogy. See, that wagon's rolling whether you're watching it or not. So those are two important things. The other things that throw new listeners off is creaky dulcet tones, my personality, my sense of mild humor, or just the idea. The whole concept of the podcast can throw people off. So I just wanted to tell you that if you're feeling off, that's normal. Oh, but so to explain things, though. So structurally, if it throws you off, some common objections are, okay, show starts off with a greeting. I think everybody agrees that's nice. It's nice to be greeted. And I try to greet everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. And in this case, Baker's, because it's a Great British Bake Off episode. Then after that is, business. That's how, and usually, actually, there's only one company when I'm recording this, like Helix, that runs ads in the beginning. And then there's usually something for our Patreon. And somewhere in there, I'll talk about resources for you, the listeners. So that's usually the business up front. So whatever, 5-6 minutes or something. Then there's, and that's also full, you know, I ramble even then. Then there's our intro. Now the intro, like some people think it's part of the business, and it's kind of, it's like slow, like that wagon thing. I can't say it anymore, but, it's just the beginning of the podcast. It takes 20 minutes, but that's just because that, well, it takes me that long to explain stuff and I get mixed up and I get distracted. But also, so the whole idea of intro, this is like one of the few intros that serves two purposes. Like normally an intro would be like in a radio station where they remind you, or a news where they say, well, we're at the top of the hour. So in case you missed it, or in case you don't know what radio station this is, because you just tuned in, or they say, this is a podcast about, this is the wagon, what it was, Big Wagons Rolling podcast, a podcast where we talk about the greatest TV show from the 1950s and my favorite show, Big Wagons Rolling, hearty har har. Now let's get to the episode, Through the Crescent Valley, part one. And then we'll see. So we'll talk about our rewatch. Then we'll talk about, ceramic ware, and that'll be it for the episode. You know, we'll have your calls, calling the wagon, you know, calling the chuck wagon or whatever we call it at the end of the show. So get ready for episode 2014 of Big Wagons Rolling. I guess you'd have, you can't call it that. So you'd have to call it, Bragging on Big Wagons Rolling cast. So that would be a normal podcast intro. I mean, other than the subject matter, just the structure. But our show is to put you to sleep. So the intro can kind of ease you into bedtime. For a regular listener, ideally it offers you a place to sigh with relief. You say, okay. Scoots is going to go off topic again. Never, he's never talked about Big Wagons Rolling. He's probably mentioned Cozy TV before. And holy Michael Eisner, is that a case of made-up synergy with this imaginary show? You say, was Michael Landon in that? And I say, no, but Landon Jeffries was on Big Wagons Rolling. He played Cal, you know. It's the only, that's the first name that popped in my head. It's on Wagon 47. Whoa, there's, no, there wasn't 47 wagons. That's a whole, that's, a, you gotta listen to one of the, you gotta listen to that Big Wagon Bragging podcast to find out about that. Okay, so, but, so the intro, though, if you're new, I just wanted to tell you that listeners listen to it to wind down. Like, some people fall asleep during the intro, but a lot of people listen before they get into bed or as they're in bed, easing into bedtime. So the intro gives you some distance from the day, because at least for most of us that have trouble sleeping, it's not just something you can turn on or off. So that's the purpose the intro kind of serves, like just to roll into bedtime slowly, roll you off into dreamland. About 2% of people skip the intro and just listen to the story part. And then another, well, a couple thousand people just listen to story only stuff on Patreon. So that's the intro. Then there's business. For regular listeners, that's when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, you know, or write yourself a note, because if you're asleep during that part and you miss it, that's what keeps the wagon rolling. And the reason that's there is just like, that's how podcasts, that's like where the, that's like, I don't know, just a podcast structure. Then after that is our episode. Tonight we'll be talking about Great British Bake Off and, you know, what happened in an episode, and you won't miss anything. So you don't need to watch the show, or if you're a fan of the show, you'll say, I mean, these happens. You say, how many different ways can Scooter say Rahul? And I'd say, I don't know, how many different ways can Noel say it? How many different ways can Scooter say Noel? And I'd say Noel. Two right there, Raul. So they said, well, it's my, you know, it's, there's actually a correct way. And I'd say, you believe how many times you believe me, I realized that, I apologize. So, okay, what was my point? Oh, so we'll talk about the Great British Bake Off. Then we will, then there's some thank yous. So this is the structure of the show. And the reason I make the show is because I care, because I've been there. I know how it feels, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, waking up, all those things, getting back to sleep. So if I can help, while this podcast does not work for everybody, I really hope it can help you, because the other side of it is you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place where you could rest, where you can get some solace and some relaxation and recover from the day to day. And if you do that, and maybe you're in a position where you start getting more and more rest, whether it's because of this show or this show kind of spurred you on to have a more structured bedtime routine. When you get more rest, our world is a better place, because your world is a better place. So it gives me honor to be able to do that, because you deserve, I prefer that you have a good night's sleep versus the rigmarole that I go through sometimes. So those are the reasons I make the show. And yeah, like I said, there could be, sometimes you can't sleep because of positive, you say, oh boy, is there a new episode? Well, one, you could not sleep because you say, there's a new episode of Big Wagons Rolling coming out. It's the holiday premiere. And you say, I thought it was from the 1950s. Yeah, it's rediscovered in the archives of Scooter's mind. It was crystallized in a piece of amber, and they extracted it. Oh, interesting. But maybe it's about a kid, the kids on Big Wagon Rolling, because they're going after the Crescent Valley. They're going to someplace called the North Pole. It's not at the North Pole, but it was the first town. It's called North Pole. I don't know, North Pole, Wisconsin or something. Yeah, or Idaho. Yeah, North Pole, Idaho, I think it was. And it's a free, but this was back whenever, not in 1950s, you know, in the 18, whatever. I don't know what year they were on the wagons rolling, but, and they go there, and it's like you say, wow, they even had that back then, like a fake North Pole. Open all year, bring the kids, where Santa Claus is, there's reindeer, you know, there's a slide. I don't know what other stuff they have, but the kids on the big wagons rolling, they can't sleep because they know in the morning they're going to be pulling in to the North Pole, Wisconsin, Idaho, Wisconsin. One's a city, one's a state, and one's an imaginary name. So they're up all night tossing and whispering. You really think we're going to be able, do you think Santa lets you sit on his lap? Like, is there a scent? Oh boy. They have this thing called hot cocoa there. Holy cow. I can't wait. Do you think they leave milk and cookies out for Santa every night or what? So, you know, we've all been there. I mean, we haven't been in that exact situation. So if I can help you with that too, that's like a positive when you can't sleep. There are people that listen to the show because they're getting ready to do something or go somewhere or have a visit or, you know, something big going on. So I'm happy to help wherever I can. And I think that's it. I'm really glad you're here. I really appreciate your time and you coming by. And I really work hard. I yearn and I strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to bring you this podcast on the regular twice a week for free. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. Scoots here. And let's see where we are. We're talking about, I'm loading up Netflix on my old tablet poo. Because we're talking about Pastry Week here on the Great British Bake Off Baking Show. And getting it loaded here, then I'll get my notes. I just wanted to check in with you nice and early. I'm also curious if I could just run this without having to, well, it's interesting. It's not saying Scoots. Oh, I know why, because, there we go. Pastry Week. Paul's talking right now. I'm gonna get my subtitles set up. And it opens again with Noel's coming out of a tent. Sandy's like, "You awake yet?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm just waking the bakers up." Like, there's seven bakers in the tent. Wasn't there 12? Well, Paul and Prue are in here. Prue's cooking breakfast. Paul's washing his car, so there's like water spraying out. And then he says, "Sandy, how come you get to sleep in the big house and I'm in this tiny tent with everybody?" And she goes, "Well, I have an irony clause in my contract. And then he says, "Rahul, cut it out, quit splashing." And then we have the kind of talking head saying, "This week is Pastry Week, the bad boy baking." Dan, we have a shot of Dan, thoughtful and staring out the tent. Then we have swans and they're walking in. We have a bit of a contrast with people's internal temperatures, I guess. Because we have John in like a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. And then Rahul with a puffy jacket. And he always has this kind of layered look, which I really like, with a denim shirt and then a nice print shirt underneath. Dan also has a strange hat that doesn't match his shirt on. Kind of matches Kim Joy. Kim Joy's talking. Oh, boy. Kim Joy, guess it's a little early. I didn't have this planned in my notes, but I got to talk about some of Kim Joy's. Kim Joy has the style. So Kim Joy has a necklace on that looks maybe like a whale pendant, a pretty big one. But the whale has white and pink and could be another. Oh, no, I guess it's a koi maybe. I don't know. Part of it is obscured by her her blouse. I don't know what you call it, which again has a print on it. don't know, is that a Victorian print? I can't see. There's somebody that looks like either a Victorian figure or Raggedy Ann and Andy, which I don't think it is, rowing a boat. And she has on her cupcake pin. And, oh, this is during the talking heads where they all talk about pastries. I guess I was supposed to talk about that. Pastry's not something Dan's done before. He has a shirt. Well, I don't have a good view. Best of luck. Smash it. Kim Joy's like, oh, Star Baker, well, what if I go to back down? You know, that's a little stressful. Ruby says, starting off jovial, oh, at the beginning, but now it's more serious. Briony says, I believe in myself. I can produce something good. It's just whether it's good enough, which is a good question or way to look at a reality show. They say, hello, bakers. Today for the signature challenge, 16-year-old pastry parcels, 1,000 years old, that said, samosas, 6 sweet and 6 savory with the dip to complement, uniform, skillfully shaped and beautifully presented. Samosas in uniform, Noel says, I'm into that. And we might as well cover their shirts, Noel and Sandy's, because he cracks everybody up when he says samosas in uniform, even though I don't get it, but that's not important. He has on like a greenish, an emerald, I'd say. You're right. It's an emerald shirt with hawks or raptors on it in different stages of flight. And then as a contrast, Sandy has on a white shirt with kind of blue woodblock print look of bunnies, bunny rabbits. So I don't know. I just thought that was important. On your marks, get set, bake. Let's see. Dan and Ruby have never on samosas. Do I make them? No. Ruby's not into them, if she's entirely honest. Layers, textures, not bland. Paul, you know, pastries. This is what Prue and Paul are talking about. Paul's going to look at the pastry. How good are their pastry skills? Is it light, thin, and crispy? Then we see everybody doing oil, flour, salt, water. Don't overwork your dough. Beautiful in its simplicity, but hard to perfect. John puts in too much water. Tough dough, Ruby says. But you don't want it to be soggy. You want a flake and a bit of a bite. Just as important as the dough. Oh, yeah, that's what Dan says. Don't overdevelop. John's up first. He says, it's like flows like the shirt. I don't know what that means. He says, okay, my samosas are based when I first wooed my wife. There's some alliteration. Cooked a romantic meal. And they said, samosas? And he goes, no, chicken and basil with white wine. So I'm doing chicken and pesto, and then an orange and vanilla creme pâtissier for dessert. And Paul says, okay, I like that. Not as much as I like your shirt. Thank you. And then, Noel says, enough compliments. He goes, by the way, you got orange on your face. Then Ruby's up. She's doing traditional and simple orange. Almond for the sweet, simple flavor combinations, traditional samosas, savory, spiced potatoes, peas, and onions, orange-infused date and almond with cumin for the dessert one. And she's like, I have extra pressure to smash the samosas, even though I don't eat them. And Sandy goes, well, I don't make Danish pastries either, so. And she goes, hey, people have lives, Sandy. We don't have time to make samosas. Then Rahul's up, he says, yeah, I did have a conversation with my mom about samosas, she made some last night, and she sent me pictures, so he's making, his mom's style samosas, traditional from, a traditional one, and then the sweet one's gonna be, ricotta, coconut, Then Paul says, we're going to be judging you in what shirt, but that's nothing compared to if you don't make it good because your mom will be disappointed. Then Noel goes, you know I'm your English mommy, right? So you won't disappoint me. You're a winner in mommy's eyes. And I will say that on this episode, he is on fire. Like, he's cracking jokes, not in a way that interrupts, in my opinion. Okay, then Briny, her husband is her baking advocate. She's doing a peanut butter cheesecake type one for dessert. And Sandy goes, wow, beetroot and cranberry and spinach for the regular one. Oh, Sandy. Yeah, didn't I say Sandy says, wow. She really likes that cheesecake flavor. Sandy does. And the man is doing a chicken tangine. Her mom usually do one of those in the summer. And then a tartine tatin and her other samosa or something, apple and caramel. Samosas for mom, paying homage to her mom. So it's chicken green olives and lemon confit and apples and caramel in the other one. And then it's just, is the fryer making noise or is that Noel's tummy? If you watch it, he even like looks at it before he starts cracking the jokes. Because he's speaking to me. Then we have Kim Joy rolling out her pastry, wafer thin, put it back into it, too posh, Dan says, using a pasta, he's using a pasta thing to do his samosa dough. He said this is like his husband's idea, cheese course at Christmas dinner, festive samosas, pear and walnut, savory, and then a caramelized banana and hazelnuts. Or chopped banana and caramelized hazelnut. But he's having some dough issues. He's like, I'm not sure. My dough's tearing. He goes, a bit of a schoolboy error. I was in the machine for too long, so it's overworked. Then we go outside. We see pheasants. I think it was a pheasant outside walking through very picturesque. Some lens flare. Bakers are halfway through. Sandy says, Noel, tell them that. Then she looks at his hair. He's got 47 chest hairs. Dan has to start batch number two. Push on. Difficult techniques. Kim Joy snips herbs. Curse of the Star Baker. There's some pressure, huh? Then Sandy Noel. Somebody has sunglasses on, and they say, okay, half hour. Is that before Kim Joy? Let's see. Kim Joy snipping. She's doing flavors of India, onion, chili, and paneer, crystallized ginger chai, and Granny Smith apples. This is when they talk about the curse of the Star Baker. Okay, here comes Noel and Sandy here. Another outside shot. Oh, a dog statue with sunglasses. He goes, next week he's taking over for me. Okay, Baker, you got a half hour. Oh, good Lord, Dan says. Yeah, he's trying to roll out by hand now. Fry well, friends, Ruby says to hers. Manon does 180 degrees, not all at once. Start the dip. There's lots of trouble. John swears. Paul grins at something. Somebody's syrup. And Dan's kind of a mess. Noel egg foil, 10 minutes. Let's get ahead of myself and then go back. Running, Dan face, Ruby, mom's chutney. Oh, let's see. So Kim Joy's got some curdling. Briny's got some overboiling. So does John. Oh, that's where he gasps. Oh, he says, damn. Oh, wait, I can't say that. But Paul laughs. Orange syrup was over syruped. That's what Mick said. Dan says, yikes, minutes to go. And Dan's pastry has too much water. Man, this was a tough episode to watch. It was like the curse of Terry, where I don't know if Dan got Terry's spot. Oh, Noel's juggling eggs. He drops one. So that's 10 minutes. Kim Joy, she's writing things on hers. Dan and John paints a picture. Oh, John says that to Dan. Final touches. Time is up. Briny does a swoosh. Dan starts ducking. Let's see. Rahul's is coming out. Dan's grimacing, actually. There's Ruby's mom's chutney. Yeah, Brian, he's doing, Pythagorean theorems because they're triangles, Kim Joyce says. John says, Dan, your face paints a picture. Man in frowns as hers come out. Hers has exploded. Dan still has to make a ganache. While Kim Joyce frosting hairs. Raul's stressed as usual. Brian, he's spray painting. Everybody's rushing. And Ruby, these are the judging. Ruby, beautiful, crispy, spicy, perfectly sweet. She gets a handshake. Dan, well done, Rubes, she says. John, quite soggy, but delicious. Sweet flavors are great. Brian, he's so beautiful. Pastry's perfect. Sweet, too, but a bit gluey. But best looking ones. Oh, there's a duck going out in the, maybe that's what I put in my other notes. Kim Joy, Pythagoras, light, but missing something. Apple chai is lovely. Dan, yours are hard to cut, tough. And then he says something, they say, when you lie, your face gets red, like leather. Raul, authentic. Paul stares, his stress, absolutely delicious texture, melts in your mouth, so moist. Prue grabs him, and he gets a handshake from Paul. He says, mother will be proud. Man, and they say, yours are split and a bit thick, too much potato, too dry on the sweet one, disappointing. So that was a rough round for Manon, let's see, caramel's too thick as a dipping sauce, disappointing, yeah, that's what Prue says, and John or Dan said, not like Manon to miss a flavor, and they say, John and Dan are saying, anybody could go home, then we see a butterfly and a flower or moth, some tulips, Manon saying, not happy, I'm gonna have to do good later. Raul says, it's great to be appreciated by Paul Hollywood, the way he does it by shaking your hand. Ruby laughs, saying her hands were sweaty. I had clammy hands when he gave me a handshake. Should have towelled them off, but I wasn't expecting it. Bryony's very happy. She produced a signature. That looks really nice, but as opposed to being messy. She says, yeah, finally. Dan says, I got to get in the top three in the technical or the top. And he laughs. He's nervous. He must have had a bad week. I mean, not just on this, like I'm guessing. You never know sometimes. But really, I mean, I guess it's just competition's up too. Oh, then we had Brian's dress. I guess I'll talk about it. Thoughtful Dan, flavors. Okay, so then they say, okay. Something about man and an English husband, what, folding back, Kim Joy, hey, Mr. Handshake, Noel and Bryony, Paul, who walks out for Peru. They're doing Petit D'Amour, the well of love is the thing, puff pastry, choux pastry, compote, and creme pâtissier. In 2 hours, and everyone makes a face because they have no idea what it is. Get set, bake. And people are like, have you ever even heard of this? No idea. Let's see, man. This is, yeah, no, I've never seen this. Fancy French pastry 250 years ago. John says, don't even know what a well of love is. Noel says, well, you know, it's thought to be scandalous by connotations. And then, and this is funny because it's like the wind up Bird Chronicle, but different. John says, maybe it's a well where you make love. That didn't happen in, like wind up Bird Chronicle, but, there's a lot of wells in that book. Then, Paul and Prue are talking about how to make it perfect with the choux pastry and the compote and the creme pot, blowtorch at the top, and he says, I got to try one of these. And Peru goes, can you believe we got to eat 7 of them? Because I'll probably eat them all. Compote work. Noel and Briony. So this is just some of the stuff. John, don't drink. You got to heat the stuff, the whatever the goop. I don't know if that's the crème pâtissier, the choux pastry, till it burps thick. But no idea, thick something. No idea what it is. Oh yeah, Noel says to Manon, you know, how come you don't know what this is in France? She goes, oh, I've lived here for a long time in England. Then this seems a little bit quaint, I guess, saying, how come you haven't found an English husband? Rolling's going on, layering techniques to get your puff pastry layers. Tic-tac, tic-tac, that's what Manon says. Kim Joy puts hers in the fridge. Oh, Sandy calls Raul Mr. Handshake. And he goes, Noel already did that. And then he's asking Briony about her handshake. Paul who? Paul Hollywood. Oh, yeah, he's all right. And he says, well, just watch out for Prue. Let's see. Yeah, they're making the creme pot, making the compote, the strawberry and raspberry compote, it looks like. Kim Joy says she's feeling pretty confident. And there's like some egg separation going on. Oh, John drinks his eggs. I have this in the notes. I must be, I don't know if I'm behind or in front of the show. I guess I'm in front of it because, yeah, now Dan's heating until it burps. Dan's shirt is a cupcake and it says Srebuch. It's like a smiling cupcake, I think, or maybe it's an ice cream cone. I think it's an ice cream cone, cake cone. Oh, Noel and Sandy, a hot cross bun. She's doing like one of those things where you pitch your puzzle. Toad in a hole, though, Noel's guess. She's doing a hot cross bun, but make a shoe. Okay, everybody's making their shoe. I don't know what a shoe is. It seems like some sort of combination of flour and a cream. But it could be like a shoe, a roux. What is that called when you mix flour, carrots, celery, and butter? Is that a shoe? It's different because this is a pastry, but... roll it out into rounds. Piping. Let's see. How do you space it out? Sandy and Kim Joy are talking. No idea. Ruby says, oh, fudge. She says, read, Rubes, read. Noble sugar. Something bake. 15. How long you bake it for? 10, 15, 20? Dan forgot to put the sugar on his, so he has to reopen his oven, which can cause the things to collapse. Let's see, puffing up, overwatching, too much of love to give. Dan problems, Ruby takes hers out, hers are a little burnt. We see a bird, a hawk, or eagle in the sky. Then a drone shot, our left, nibbled sugar. And then as it gets close to the end, we have Dan from the beginning. He's staring out in the rain, holding his face. 5 minutes, compote and cream over the top. Then you brulee the sugar. Kim Choi says, I bought a blowtorch recently, but I was a little freaked out by it. Brulee, rising music, bakers, that is the end. Ruby and Dan stress. John seems pleased. Sandy, please place your wheels of love behind your photos. Then we have the bakers all sitting, you know, the typical judging sitting shot. Let's see. Some of them are coming out of the oven looking more like pretzel rolls just because of the shades. Let's see, frowns of bakers, dark, not enough compote, that must be somebody's thing, sitting bakers. Let's see, the show's just at Dan staring outside, now the assembly, the blowtorching and the sugaring. Oh, John's quite pleased. Dan is not. Everybody places their things up there. And everybody's sitting. Most everybody's frowning when the judges come out. Six perfect petite d'amour. A dish of flaky puff pastry, rings of choux pastry, topped with creme brulee pâtissier. Creme brulee pâtissier. Okay, so Manon is one. Quite dark. Not enough compote or cream or creme pot. Aeration in the choux, though. Crispy base, a bit dark. Moving on, this one's a bit more color. Very good compote, fantastic aeration. That's John. Kim Joy M, they say, quite painfully thin or something. Flavor's nice, quite flat, that's what they say. Painfully thin. Ruby, like too soft, when piped, well piped, maybe brown. So overcooked, maybe a little bit too soft when piped, and, as I can taste the burnt in that, Raul original, not bad, dark, but, pretty good. Quite firm, creme pat, delicious, so. Moving on, flat, it seems to have split. Not cooked enough, the shoe's not cooked enough, no well. I'll eat some anyway, Peru says. She says, components are fine, but the pastry, that's a shame. And last one is briny, neat, nice color, taste is delicious, good piping. So then they do the things. Goes, where's Dan? I have like a 7 Ruby, 6 John, 5 Kim Joy, 4 Manon, 3 Rahul, 2 John, and 1 Briny. Maybe Dan came in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think there's 8 though. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Dan. Briny does a hat, is so happy. She goes, awesome. Like when they do the talking heads, well done. All the elements, John. Oh, this is when they're talking to John, though. But afterwards, the talking heads, so we'll get to that part. But Briny's were uniform and delicious. So she's happy. Oh, yeah, she collapsed. She's got a blue Band-Aid on this week. Can't believe it. Never thought I'd come in first in a technical. This is awesome. Ruby says, I assure you. She's really good on TV. She really always has the things. Manon says, well, it went better. Then she goes, so tomorrow I got to keep getting better. She goes, and then it'll be fine. Dan's a little embarrassed, a terrible day. He goes, I need to have a drink. He goes, I feel like I can't bake. Then we see the bees, the flowers, a bird in water or on top of the water. More flowers and walk back. Just out of curiosity, just in case, I don't know what the last walk back was, but it's John and Raul side by side, Dan and Manon, Kim Joy, Briny, and then Ruby last. And we have the table talk, soaring success of Briny. Bru's like, geez, yeah, I'm really happy. I didn't know she was going to last, and now she's in line for Star Baker. Obviously, Raul's always there. Sandy and Noel think about betting on different people. Who's in trouble? Dan. Surprising, because Dan's one of our top stars. Manon had trouble with those samosas. Ruby did bad in technical. But she got a handshake in the samosas. And they go, yeah, now we're down to 7, wide open field. Then we do the outside shot. Hello, Baker. So you shape a biscuit, a sharing pie for your show, a shaped banquet pie for your showstopper, Tudor banquet pie, and as a matter of fact. They go, in the shape of a banquet? No, not exactly. Beautifully decorated, impressively shaped a sharing pie. Hand-shaped, it's got to be. Just like you'd have at a Tudor banquet. Any filling, any pastry. shaped by your own hands, though. And you got 3.5 hours on your mark. Get set, bake. So then they have like chopping and stress talk. It has to be ornate, like for a king or a queen's table, by the way. Juice can't leak out, not dry or soggy. When you use your hands, you can give it an artistic flair. Ornate pie. Briny's going to do the Mad Hatter's hat with Alice's legs sticking out. And then they say, what's going to be in there? Venison? They go, so you're putting, I think Sandy says, you're putting Bambi in the Alice in Wonderland hat. Savory pancakes. Prue's a little bit worried about time. And she goes, get to work because you're running. You got to get to work. Also, Briny has an Alice in Wonderland dress on with Alice, the white rabbit, cards, hearts, other card with symbols from cards. Down the rabbit hole banquet pie. So it looks like the Mad Hatter's hat, rich layers of mushroom, sweet potato, and venison. And Sandy's kind of dismayed. Time is a gift, Sandy says. Let's see this, because I put, make sure to save it as a quote. As Bruce says, I'm worried about time. Come on, Paul, let's leave the girl. Good luck. You're late for a very important. The hurrier I go, the behinder I get. Oh, Sandy, time is a gift. Every minute, every second. Most of the bakers are sticking with traditional pie pastry. That's quick to produce. But some people are doing a hot water, like, pastry thing. Kim, Joy, Dan, John are doing puff pastry, the heavy metal of all bakes, Ozzy and Slipknot in a puff pastry, according to John. The wait will be worth it. Dan's doing a fish scale detail, scale and tail, not sure. Paul's face says he's trying to, it's shaped like a fish with fish. So Paul's kind of making a face, layers of rice, smoked salmon and an egg, which does sound good, especially for brunch, maybe. So he goes, I don't know if it's a good idea. And then Kim Joy's doing Silky the vegan mermaid. Again, Kim Joy is just so delightful. And so visionary as far, so creative, I guess, and like, Noel says he's played a mer person before, a merman. I think he says that he speaks mermaid or something. But yeah, hers has got hair, everything. She's not afraid to use glitter. And it's going to have veggie flavors, butternut squash, caramelized onion, feta, beetroot. Oh, old Greg. Yeah, that's the merman. And Noel says, yeah, it was a demanding role for me. Then John's doing a Welsh dragon pie. Please something Welsh, Sandy says. He goes, yeah, fires comes from chili infused, and it's going to be green, so everybody laughs at that. And he's mashing, and Sandy says, what is that, a toilet brush? He goes, no, this is my masher. Then we see a bird in the sky. We go to Dan, Louise End Pastry. Wait for to chill. Let's see what this says. Dan's meat mincer. The old meat mincer. The meat wincer, somebody, when they, that's me. They called me the meat wincer. Like when I meet someone, I wince, just naturally. Okay. So Dan's waiting for his pastry. Everybody just has to, with their puff pastries, is waiting for him to chill while everyone else is moving forward with construction. Rye pancake, for the bottom of the pastry to keep from leakage, helps with the moisture, Brian, he says. Ruby's adding in rice to keep out the soggy bottom. Rahul is doing a butterfly with a curry filling. It's the flavors I had as a child. I'm trying to reciprocate it in my own way. Butterfly pie. They can fly twice as high with lamb curry. And it'll have beautiful colors, intricate shaping. Oh, the, he's making the tentacles. Noel says tentacles. He goes, yeah, tentacles. And he goes, antennae. And he goes, no, the ones they use for the nectar. That's a tentacle. Noel goes, no, it's a tongue. And he says, you say tentacle, I say antennae. Let's call the whole thing off. And he walks away. Raul frowns. Then we go to Ruby. She's doing a crown with jewels and everything that she had seen a while ago. Beneath the jewels of the crown, chicken curry, rice base, nigella seeds. She's doing some, rope work or whatever. And so is Raul. So she goes, I can't believe this. I'm so sick of him being so good. Noel spends a little bit of extra time there eating her curry. He says, hey, this is delicious. Not what I expected. It's got a kick. He goes, that's good. She laughs. She says, can you talk to me on your own spare time? Because I'm trying to bake here. No, she doesn't say that. I'm just imagining. John layers. Kim Joy's doing her layers. So they're trying to do their folding and everything of their puff pastry, trying to go as fast as possible. Paul's staring at Dan. John says, Dan, are you okay? He goes, no, I'm still waiting, man. Dan's gambling on the perfect puff. So he's going for a gamble for perfect. I got to have it perfect and be impressive or else, you know, I'm out. So it's a bit terrifying, but I got to go for it. I don't know if I'm going to have enough time. And then we see Wheat outside fighting for survival, man. And she's doing a Poppy the Octopus. She says, I'm making Poppy the Octopus. It's going to have fish, scallops, salmon paste. And it's going to be like, oh, what is Poppy eating? And then they say, hopefully it'll keep her afloat for another week. And then Paul says, make sure it comes out the best you can make it come out, how you want it to come out. Then we see some parsley, I think, outside, wild parsley. Bakers are halfway through. So if you've got a pastry that you need cooking, put it in the oven. Baking, cooking, whatever. What's this show? Am I in a dream? I love you, John. So like I said, he's on fire. That's not even his last round of jokes. Then the assembly's going on for most people in the deck, pre-baking assembly. Some are going in the oven, starting the bake. Poppy's going to go for an hour and 15 minutes. Briony forgot her steam holes, which are important to get the moisture out so you don't have a soggy bottom. Noel says, who's your favorite baker, Raul? He goes, I'm not going to tell you. John? He goes, I'm not saying anything. He goes, what about Ruby and Manon? Because I love them like sisters. I can't choose a favorite. He goes, who's your favorite? Just like an older brother, kind of. It's pretty funny. Then Sandy and Brian are talking, and then the assembly's going on. A little bit against time on the puff pastry, people. They got to get it in the oven. Kim Joy gets hers in. She's turning it on. John gets his in, but Dan is still behind, humming with, goes, hopefully I got time. I don't think I could handle messing up three in a row. Paul's watching. They say Dan has lost track of time. 45 minutes left. So he's obviously got, he says, I got to get mine in. But I still need one more piece for the back. And yeah, he's just off. He's having a really off weekend. Briony's doing assembly. Manon's and Kim Joy are watching their ovens. Raul's pie is leaking. It might mean it's underbaked. Ruby says, I would ask Dan if he wants help, but it'd probably stress him out. John says, Dan, you okay? And he goes, I can't imagine if Dan's going to be there. Noel's interviewing him, and he goes, by the way, you only have a half hour, dude. And he goes, I'll leave you alone. So Dan finally gets it in the oven. Paul's watching, kind of gleefully, unfortunately. Ruby's decorating in the oven. Briony's making a croquet thing for hers. Manon's laughing and saying, wow, that looks really good. And then she says, what if Poppy's too simple? Well, we'll see. Well done, Briony. Briony says, thanks. Now, then they, this was at like, so if you're English, let me know about this. This is with 13 minutes left. John and Noel are eating this candy. Flying, fancy a flying saucer. Okay, they're called flying saucers, and they have some sort of fizz in the middle with a polystyrene flavor. I'm on my space hopper. I got my flares on. And then Noel does it where he rips it open and just eats the candy. That's the way. And we see a squirrel, some more flowers. 15 minutes, Sandy says. Dan says, oh, good Lord. Let's see what else we have. No, 150. Seasonal puff pastry, 44. Oh, this was at 45 minutes. Fizz candy, 15 minutes. Poppy has exploded. Poppy don't explode, Manon says. Paul and Noel, or somebody, he's on fire. Oh, that's at the end. We'll do that. Maybe that's another one, I don't know. I'll see if I can catch his next round of jokes. There's a lot of leakage going on with everybody. Dan's stressed, his hands on his face. Final decorations. I'm doing it. Bit of a baby. Can't turn the oven any hotter, Dan says, man. So I'm in trouble. 1 minute, take the pie out now. Final touches. Dan's really stressed, spray painting his thing. Time is up. Ruby hugs Dan. She says, okay, everybody's trying to do their final touch-ups. And then there's this funny thing with Noel I'll do. There's a lot of liquid for John's I just saw. Right, my lovelies, time is up. But Ruby says, yeah, Dan, yours looks good. So off you pop kids. So they send him out at first. Because I guess I get to shoot the table talk, one more table talk. There he is skipping out, a pie skipper, Noel says, and he says, and then there was just one, a man alone with his thoughts in a canvas tent, in an empire of pastry. Then he kisses the camera. Then we see wheat against the moon or the sun, and another flower, a couple rising shot to the flowers to the tent. Then it's time to face the judgment of Paul or Peru. Kim Joy, silky, so Kim Joy, extra thick, which is worrying. The onion works, but it's too soggy, as the judges, what they say. But it looked really good. Ruby, good plating or whatever you do with that. It's held together lovely, really good, tasty, crisp, and delicious. Rahul, love the colors, a little bit something. Love that beautiful, perfectly balanced, beautifully cooked, perfectly balanced. I think his was a little bit soggy too. Then John, they say, the dragon must have lost a fight where it's its wings. And John says, not all dragons have wings. Oh, really? They say, okay, this is like a monster sausage roll. It's delicious, but a bit wet. They say, this looks like a monkfish. It does not look appetizing. It looks like a raw fish. And as a matter of fact, it's not cooked. It's raw all around. And Paul says, this is not a celebration of pastry. For Manon's, they say it does not look like an octopus because it doesn't have tentacles, a paper stuck to the bottom, needed longer, too much salt, too salty and dry. And then Briony goes, they say, you are dark horse, Briony, playing croquet. Oh, it's playable croquet. But whoever goes, I don't know if it's Brewer, Paul, you missed baking. They say, okay, normally with a big pie like this, it'll flood out when you cut it, especially with whatever that is in there. But hers stays together. Paul says, well done. They see a little bit too much venison. Then she gives Prue a drink, and Noel says, pure Prue, man. Oh, it was port. Pure Prue with port. And she's laughing, and they say, you're even like Mad Hattery. But then everybody claps. They're happy for Briny. Useful feedback, Briny says. Okay, it would be amazing to be Star Baker, but we'll have to see. Manon's a little bit stressed. Wasn't my week. She goes, if I get to next week, I'll be happy. I don't know if I can speak on camera anymore. She says, then we go to the table talk. We see the duck, really a celebration of Briny's flourishing right now. Cause they say, Jesus, Briny really stopped the show. It was fantastic. The whole Alice in Wonderland from 1 to 88 was in there. And the shape, she's really, and then Rahul being, they're in line for Star Baker. Flavors are good. Ruby's was good, though, too. Her flavor combinations were right. Baking was good. But she's kind of had to save herself. Bruce says, yeah, not Star Baker. Paul says, well... They say, what about Manon? Too much salt, eh? Yeah, that was the only one with the filling that didn't work. She's in the danger zone. Really disappointing. And they go, and the salmon, it was like an illusion cake, but it's like a real fish. But the pastry wasn't good. I was disappointed because he's been so good. And he was even Star Baker. And they say, yeah, he's got a gift. He could be at the finals. And this is a rough one, you know, because we come back, there's hand-holding, pastry field week. One person really impressed, and we get to face shots, everyone's faces, stellar performance. I'm delighted to say Briny's our Star Baker. And she laughs, she closes her eyes when she laughs sometimes, which you can say, oh, she's really happy. And everybody else is clapping for her, which is really nice, and patting her. And then Noel says, I got the horrible job. Holy moly. He looks like he's going to cry even. And we can't believe it, except that I've seen this episode like 4 times, so I can be just because I'm disappointed to lose Dan. I'm not disappointed in Dan. I just think I've had weeks like this. Everybody's like giving him hugs. They say, you had a great run. And we can't believe it because, I mean, at least in my mind, I said I had Dan making it to the finals for sure, winning. And he goes, but this is a bad week. Wouldn't have taken Nostradamus to figure that out. Him and Kim Joy have a moment. And Dan kind of puts it, he goes, you know, let's see, let's quote Dan directly because it's so beautiful what he says. He says, you know, I had some good moments, and as a stay-at-home parent, you know, sometimes you don't get to feel special or important, so it's been quite nice to do something nice for me. And there's a long pause on his face, which, you know, you get emotional. Bruce says, it's a pity, you're a great baker. And Paul says, pastry can be tricky, and that was probably Dan's Achilles heel. And John says, man, I can't believe you're going, mate. Paul says, Manon, you got to do better. And she goes, yeah, no pressure. And then they say, great job, Briny, very proud. And Prue loves Briny. So she goes, such a pleasure to see her bloom. And Prue must be an amazing person because just the way people talk about her when she's not around. I mean, maybe I'm projecting. Then Briny calls her family. They're so happy for her. I say, well done, her mom. Well done, mommy. And that's how it ends. Quite a good episode. That's the end of pastry week. All right, I want to thank some of the people who reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts recently. Red Jams from Canada said ZZZZZZ. Just started listening, fell asleep during the intro. I've always had an overactive brain, no matter what else I do. My only regret is I haven't listened to the whole thing because I fall asleep so fast. Also, I love the shout-outs at the beginning. Don't skip it. Trust me. There's someone that, okay, so that's person that doesn't, so, and then Pepper S says, this puts my mind to rest, so I could get some sleep. I've been an anxious insomniac since I was 13, slept on with the TV on for 10 years, since my thoughts keep me awake, but I haven't had to do that since I started this podcast. It's hypnotic. I start off fall asleep giggling at the silliness, and then I wake up well rested. Getting to sleep because it doesn't have to be something I dread all day, I guess. Who knew? Yeah, that's my dream. Thanks, Pepper. Polly Pocket, mind blown. Yes, holy holly. Just to be 100% honest here, I've been listening to this for a year now, maybe longer. Still now, just now feeling the need to review it. So I don't know if it's my age or things I have in common, but I fall asleep to its own stories. Even then, they're almost too interesting, LOLs. I tried slowing it down, changing the speed. I don't want to fall asleep to the sci-fi stuff. So let's see. Then I try, irregardless of that, I can't seem to stop listening. I share about the podcast. I become a patron. I totally become a Patreon patron. Support the show in other ways, but they're definitely, dealing with other stuff. But tonight, I'm drinking my favorite tea. I believe the company supports the podcast, Lavender Chamomile Tea, a longtime favorite. I do want to support the stuff, and eventually I'll go back on social media, but it's awesome to know that all will be well. So thank you, Polly. This is CRZYCTLDY. Works for me. It's very Muppety. That sounds like us. Who are you calling Muppety? Oh, Muppety. Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. It comforts and relaxes me. Original episodically modular serialized stories, or they just said episodic, are my favorite. Let's see. Rem Idog said, amazing podcast. Years I've had trouble falling asleep. I deal with ADHD. So no matter how tired I am, sometimes it's hard to get the brain off. Podcast is perfect because it keeps me engaged to lose myself in the podcast. Slowly lures me to sleep. Scooter does a good job of making you feel comfortable at home. I also appreciate the trans-inclusive language in the introduction. As a friend beyond binary, warms my heart. Generally can't recommend this podcast enough. Let's see. Hope equals better sleep. How do I sleep? I sleep better knowing with your compassion. Reading the reviews, I didn't know that this podcast was what it was, what to expect. But I listen and find you value infanity. I almost said humanity. Bless you, share a lot of resources. People don't realize, the impacts, things can have on other people's stress, depression, and overall health. It gives me hope and knowing you're using your privilege for good and including this message along with the sleep message. Hope equals better sleep. If anything, the negative reviews about Black Lives, the simple fact that Black Lives Matter means you're doing what is needed. It's the same. I agree. It's the goal of the podcast is create a safe place in the community. So thank you. Then somebody else that strongly disagrees and they definitely buy into some stuff that doesn't exist. Let's see, the only podcast I listen to is 90s All That says, I never write reviews, but I was reading some of them for this podcast, and I feel like you needed to. This podcast cares about its listeners. I listen every night. You could set the sleep timer to 10 minutes. He has links to the sponsors, as well as some social justice funds, which is incredible. I can't wait to be in a position to support him. So thanks everybody who took the time to write a review. If you have a positive review to write and you're listening, it'd be a great time to do that. It's just an honest one, and you don't have to actually even comment on the other reviews of people that probably don't listen to the show or it's their first time but if you have a chance, you could review it on Apple Podcasts. That'd be great. But again, don't use it. Just comment on your own experience with the podcast. I mean, I appreciate the people that did comment, but I don't want to start any, we're about hope, like the other people said, and creating a safe place that's inviting. So thank you, everybody, to take the time to do that. Sleep with Me exists, a free podcast. Get people to support the show on Patreon or support our sponsors. And we grow as a podcast by people just spreading the word. So I really appreciate that. And that's it. Over here? You got it. Okay, no, what about over there? Okay, anything else? Okay. All right. Anything? Okay. Yep, you got it. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabalik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabalik. So that's cool. That's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. Then Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.